Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Joining us right now is Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia. Joe, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Happy Monday.
Good morning.
So we want to talk to you about Don Jr. Do you think this has legs, or is this going to die out like so many of these other allegations that are launched at the administration from the Democrats?
Well, it has political legs, but it doesn't have legal legs. Politically, this is going to fester. It's an unforced error. This all should have been out on the open record a long time ago. It shows the political incompetence of the young man himself and generically the operation at the campaign at the time. And it's all well and good for people to say, well, they're not politicians, they're business people, they didn't know all the rules. You know what? At a certain time, you're in the big leagues, as the president likes to say. You got to know some of the rules. And the fact, by the way, this stuff was reported by Jared Kushner eventually on his form. So it's not like they hid the meeting. But Don Jr. Has messed things up for the president and has stepped on the president's message. Legally, this meeting is insignificant. It means nothing. And the effort by the Democrats and some goofy left-wing professors to claim that this meeting is an in-kind contribution is nonsense. It is, in fact, the law specifically exempts consultations from being considered things of value for purposes of contributions by foreigners. So just legally, it means nothing.
So, yeah, I keep hearing the same thing you've heard. And by the way, even if that was the case, it sounds like no information was even given. I mean, there was literally nothing of value.
Well, something allegedly was left, a paper, but my guess is that the paper had to do with adoptions and the Magnitsky Law.
So what do you make of this connection that that this girl, Natalia Veselnitskaya, has with Fusion GPS, the fact that she was connected with the same group that put out the Trump dossier? Yeah. What have you thought about that?
Well, first of all, all of these facts, as they accumulate about all of these interconnections between Fusion GPS and all of these people, seem to indicate a Democratic operative may have been at work trying to do things to and against the Trump campaign. What I'm having trouble with is why the Senate and the House have not issued subpoenas to Fusion GPS. They have requested information from them, which Fusion GPS has refused to provide. My question is, where are the subpoenas? When are the Republicans going to learn how to conduct oversight? The fact that they weren't subpoenaed immediately is a sign to me of some sort of reticence. I just don't understand it. I mean, I'm a former prosecutor. I've been special counsel up on the Hill. I've been counsel to Senate and House committees. I knew what a subpoena was when I worked there. Apparently, the Republicans can't spell the word.
So is this is just going to die out, and then I guess we move on to Jared Kushner. He'll be the next one, and then we go to Eric Trump, and then Ivanka, and then Melania, and then I guess eventually Barron will be accused of some kind of Russian involvement?
I think inevitably the media, given where it is, which is it's interested in regicide, it's interested in killing the president politically, it's interested in removing him from office. We now know that the agenda of the mainstream media is regicide. Then this will continue. That's why Trump's people have to be smarter. That's why they need legislative victories. That's why the incompetence of the House and Senate leadership in not having a health care bill ready to go in January or shortly thereafter is a sign of monumental incompetence on the part of Republican leadership. That they are in this position and can't yet figure out how to get a bill, a pox on the House of the moderates who can't get enough money for Medicaid. My God. And these people call themselves Republicans. I mean, I've had it up to my neck with Susan Collins and this guy Heller.
Yeah, so I look at the Republicans, and I want to go back to the point that you made about not sending subpoenas. And I've been befuddled by the entire experience because they control both houses. Yeah. They've controlled the legislative agenda. They control these investigations. They control everything. And last week, for instance, they're voting to preserve transgender funding in our in our military. I just don't get, what is the Republican Party doing? Because it seems like the mandate is entirely different than the course that they've taken.
I think part of the problem is the president is not leading. For example, he has left a vacuum in the health care debate because either he or his advisors do not want to take a position. They want to be able to blame Congress. You can't do that. You've got to take control of the field. You've got to occupy the field. And this nonsense, the Republicans are so frightened of 2018 that they can't be themselves. Again, bad leadership in the House and the Senate, monumental incompetence. If they think they're going to mollify their base by doing things that Democrats do, they're going to have no turnout. And if that happens, they could lose the Senate, they could lose the House. And believe me, you know what the Democrats want more than anything else? They want what the Republicans won't use, the subpoena. As soon as the Democrats get one House, the first thing they'll do after they're all sworn in is issue a bunch of subpoenas.
So are they just, why are they afraid to not issue subpoenas? I understand why they're afraid to deal with Medicare and health care. I get that because it's all about being reelected. But why won't they issue subpoenas? What is the fear?
I don't know. When you go and talk to these people, if you talk to a Republican staffer, half the time, if you're a Republican, they're afraid to talk to you. It's like their members have told them, don't cooperate with our base. Just because these people are wild people. You don't want to cooperate with them. They're going to hurt us in 2018. I find it inexplicable, except for the old saying that Tom Korologos, the great lobbyist for President Reagan, used to say, Republicans are not fit to govern. And he used to say that about himself. This is a lingering problem. You look at the House and Senate chairman and the leadership, name me a leader. Name me, you know, John Dingell used to have his name in the paper every day. These guys want to be consulted by Foreign Policy magazine.
So this Russia investigation, in part, you mentioned a moment ago that we were talking about Jared Kushner and how he disclosed, ultimately, he offered an amendment to his disclosures about these meetings. And the reason we even know this exists is thanks to Jared Kushner's revealing it.
Right.
Democrats are calling on his security clearance to be revoked. Is that something that could even happen?
No. The president can grant access to classified information to anyone he chooses. So, first of all, Kushner's not going to have his security clearance revoked because he's involved in too many classified things that are important to the president and the country. And the notion that he should have his security clearance revoked is just another example of Democratic overreaching. I will say this about, even though the Republicans can't shoot straight, the Democrats are overshooting. They've reloaded 75 and 80 times. They're firing every bullet, no matter how useful it is, at every target. And the American people are tired of it. Now, the problem for the president is he's being hurt by it. Because what happens to a president when there's all kinds of cacophony and negativism and no accomplishment, your numbers go down. His numbers are now down to 36% approval. A president cannot govern with those numbers. These clowns have got to get their act together. And the people in the House and the Senate are so bad at what they're supposed to do. They think they're so smart and they're so effective. In fact, they are not. They are not. They are not doing their job. And I can't tell you how apoplectic I am as a Republican watching the incompetence in the House and the Senate about governing. This health care situation is a monumental disgrace. They will not be forgiven for this. That they must, you know, the guys, the Freedom Caucus learned its lesson.
Yes.
They finally passed a bill. They thought they were so smart. They had it all worked out. They wanted a pure bill. I've never seen a pure bill. I've been here since 1967. I've never seen a pure bill, except for Obamacare, when the Democrats had 60 votes in the Senate and they control the House. That's the only pure partisan bill I have ever seen. And these clowns don't understand their numbers, and they couldn't come to a conclusion and a compromise. What fools. These people are literally incompetent politicians.
Joe DeGeneva spitting hot fire this morning. Joe, thanks as always for joining us on Mornings on the Mall.
You bet.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.